Okay, we're now going through the Daf Kuf Mem Amin Beis of Masechta Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Kuf Mem Amin Beis. Amar Rav Katina. So Amar Rav Katina, Amid Ben Tzamit, if someone stands in the middle of a bed, Kivu Amid Bekreis Shalisha, it's as if he's standing over the belly of a woman. Vlav Milsi, but that's not really correct. It's totally permissible. Vav Rav Chista, Babi Rav Dizam and Yarka Lizben Aricha, Kisha Ki Kisha Vorka Mimela. If you're buying a bundle of vegetables, buy the longest one because they bundle them by thickness, so you'll get more for your money. Vav Rav Chista, Rav Chista also taught Babi Rav Dizam and Kanya. If you're buying firewood, Lisbon Aricha, buy the longest bottle, tuna kituna vorka mimela. They again sell it by thickness, and the length is going to be your benefit. If he doesn't have a lot of food, lo lechol yarka, if he doesn't have a lot of bread, he shouldn't eat vegetables, mishum degar, because it will cause him to become hungry and he won't have enough bread to satisfy his hunger. When I was poor, I didn't eat vegetables, and when I was rich, I didn't eat vegetables. When I was poor, I didn't eat vegetables. Vegetables because it causes you to become hungry. But Tirosi da Amina, Hechel da Ayel Yarka, Leil Bisavikavri. When I was rich, I didn't eat vegetables because I figured I might as well use the stomach space on more delicious foods. Vamra Chisabarbi Rabdul and Fishale Rifta, Vatam Chacham does not have a lot of bread. Lo lifts a Batui. He should not be the one to cut up the bread. He shouldn't take a little bit at a time. He should rather wait till he has a lot of it and then eat it all at once. Vamra Chisabarbi Rabdul and Fishale Rifta, Vatam Chacham does not have a lot of bread. Lo lifts it. He shouldn't be the one to portion out the bread. My time of the law of it by Yafa, because he's obviously going to be stingy if he doesn't have that much. Rav Chista, Name Yekar Loava Betzana Adishadai Yadu Bekulamana. I used to not be the one to slice the bread until I would have enough bread in the basket for the whole meal. Vashke Bei Kol Tzorchin. I found in the whole basket enough that I need. Rav Chista, Haiman Defshel El Mechel Nama Desari Vachol Dechiti. If a person can get by on barley bread instead, he chooses to eat wheat bread. Cover Mishum Baltashkas. Violation Baltashkas, because he's overspending. If a person could drink beer instead, he chooses to drink wine over Mishum Baltashkas. Violation of Baltashkas, because he's overspending. And that which Rabbi Rav Chista said about Baltashkas is not correct, because it's more important to not do Baltashkas of your body and take care of your body. If a Barbe Rav does not have any oil, he could use water that's already growing moss on the water, that's like oil. If a Barbe Rav buys raw meat, Lisbon Unka, Disbe Tosa Mini Bistra, he should buy from the neck, because that's where there are three different types of meat in the animal, so it's the tastiest. If a Barbe Rav does oven Kitonisa, a Tamil Chacham buys a linen shirt, Lisbon Midna Rabba, he should buy it from the Haraba, and he should launder it once every 30 days, then it's going to last him for a whole year, and I'll take responsibility for that advice. My Kitonisa, what is a Kitonisa? What's Lashon Kitonisa? Kitona, that will put you in good company because you're going to be very nicely dressed, so they'll put you among the Chashuvim. V'amar Chesavabi Rav Lolesi Batzipasa Chadita, Tamuchachim should not sit on a brand new mat, the Mechal Yamani, because the moisture of it is going to ruin his clothing. V'amar Chesavabi Rav Lolesi Dormer Nilush Fizei, the Chavilei, he should not send his begotten to his hostess to launder for him, to Lavar Achara, the Luchazi Be'midi, Valsi the Meganya, because it's not their Achara, it's because the hostess might see that there's a stain of Shechva Zera in it, and it will be disgusting. Amul Rav Chista Levinsei, Rav Chista used to tell his daughters the following advice: Tavi Tzniyasin Babi Gavreichu, you should be tzenua in front of your husbands. Lotechol Naama Babi Gavreichu, don't eat bread in front of your husbands because you'll overeat and it will be disgusting. Lotechol Nyarka Balele, don't eat vegetables at night, it will cause you bad breath. Lotechol Tamri Balele, don't eat dates at night. Lotishon Shechva Balele, don't drink beer at night. Lotipon Necha Demefani Gavreichu, and don't use the bathroom in the same place that your husbands use the bathroom. The kikari above in the when a person comes to the door, lo temen manu, don't say in lashon zachar, who is it? Elamani, say it in lashon nekeva, to make it look like you normally only talk to women. Nakan margadisa b'chadiyade, b'korah b'chadiyade. And when you're intimate with your husbands, have him touch your dadim in one hand and also makam in the other hand. Margadisa achvilahu, and you should be more forthcoming in providing him access to the dadim. V'korah lo achvilahu, but as far as also makam, be a little more reserved about providing him access, adam etzarim, until he's chalishing for her, v'hadarach bilu, and then you can show it to him. Ein shalin es hakashinin, we don't soak the kashinin, but you put it into a kavro or into a basket, even though sometimes the psalus will go through the holes of the basket. So masnis and deloki aitana. Our mission is against the following brisa: the tanya lozben Yaakov Amar in mashkicha mekavro kol iker, that we don't pay attention at all to the sieve. Gorfin milfnei haptan. You let us sweep out the feeding trough from in front of the animal that you're fattening, and you can move all the food over to the sides with play so that they don't step on it with their feet and then have tzawa all over it. So that's Rabidosa, Shita Bacham Moshe Bacham Maser. Note the Flebeim Zub, Nosim Flebeim Zub, Shabbos. You could take barley and straw from in front of one animal and put it in front of another animal on Shabbos. So says Maria Ubayu, Rabban, Rabesha, Pligi, or Seifa, Pligi, or Travai, Pligi. When the Rabbanan disagree, are they disagreeing with the Resha, the Seifa, or with both? Meaning, when Rabidosa allowed two things, the sweeping out of the trough, and also the moving the things to one side so that the animals don't get so all over it. So Tashma, so it'll bring you right. Titania, Bechamor, Mechadzeh, Vechadzeh, Lo Yisal, Kenel, Tzad, Bechamor, say, whether it's the Afroris in the trough, or whether that's in front of the animal that you're fattening, or whether it's the Tevin that's in front of the animal, you're not allowed to move it over to the side. So you see that they argue both on the Resha and the Seifa. Amrav, Chesim, Achlokas, Veivashal, Karka, that's only if the trough is built into the ground, Afal, Veivashal, Kli, but if the trough is a separate Kli, Divrei, Akol, Mutar, everyone's going to hold its Mutar. Eivashal, Karka, if it's neighbor shalkarka, is anyone matir or kamash vigumos? Aren't you evening out holes, and therefore it's a violation of being mash vigumos? Eli yin mar hachi yit mar. No, we mean to say zomer chazam machlokas neighbor shalkli. The only machlokas is by neighbor shalkli. Avol neighbor shalkarka divrei kol aser. If it's neighbor shalkarka, then everyone holds that it's aser. V'nodim lufnei behemi. You're allowed to take a barley and straw from in front of an animal. So tani chadam nodim lufnei behemi shapia yafav nosim lufnei behemi shapia ra. You can take from in front of a behema that has a good mouth and put it in front of a behema that has a bad mouth. You can take from in front of a behema that has a bad mouth and put it in front of a behema that has a good mouth. So what does that mean? They mean the same thing. They both mean to say that from a donkey to put in front of an ox you're allowed to take, but take from an ox put in front of a donkey you're not allowed to do. You know, because but it's just that which animal they call Pia Yafa and which animal they call Pia Ra changes. The Bryce that says you could take from in front of the animal it's Pia Yafa, it's talking about that the Chamor is Pia Yafa because it doesn't salivate onto the food and ruin it that way. That's talking about a para, the Isle Rivi, because it does salivate onto the food and ruin the food. And now which says you could take in front of an animal that has a bad mouth, that's Bechamor. That's a chamor that doesn't care about what it eats, and it could eat even thorns and thistles and things like that. Why do we call a para in that case? Means pia yafa means a para. But para, why the daik of achil? It's called pia yafa because at least it's more discerning in terms of what it eats. Okay, but next time we'll pick up Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph at the Mishnah.